Good evening, everyone. Let the record indicate it is 5:02 p.m. and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee meeting is called to order. Need a motion for acceptance of the minutes.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion on the minutes from May 6th.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. PCR 8319, the bid package. 2016-231, State of Rhode Island lamps, ballistics, and related electrical supplies found on page one. Before we continue on, just want to let you know, as well as my colleagues on the Finance Committee and the members of the council that are present, our council liaison has run all the numbers, and there are adequate monies in the accounts. If you want to see them, they're right here. Christy, hi. Go ahead.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
The Public Works Department is requesting to increase the cap on the bid for electrical supplies, $20,000 for a cap of $110,000.
So, Christy, you're looking to increase the cap, correct?
Yes.
And we increased the cap in December, $20,000. So, for the record, let us know why you're looking to increase it for another $20,000.
There was a project going on at Buttonwoods where the majority of the expenses went to. And then we have regular maintenance, light bulbs, things like that at the ice rinks, city buildings. That's basically where all that money went.
Okay, and there was a transfer out of $10,000 out of this. Do you know what that was?
I couldn't speak to that. I think that was done when I was on a medical leave.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Sir.
Good evening, Christy. Do you have outstanding bills that are coming up right now? Like you mentioned Buttonwoods. I know we're continuing to
We have several outstanding purchase orders still.
So this is to stay ahead of it?
I'm sorry?
So you're coming to raise the cap to stay ahead of it because you know you have bills that are coming?
Yes. Right now, our available balance is $927.89.
Okay. Thank you.
Christy, you said your available balance as of today is what?
On the cap.
On the cap?
Not in the budget code, on the cap.
Okay. Okay. All right. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from the members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2018-256, found on page 213.
Public Works.
I'm sorry, it's found on page 13. Sorry.
Public Works is requesting to extend the expiration only on this bid to December 31st, 2019. It will coincide with the Rhode Island DEM grant as well as the to allow the vendor to complete the project.
And there's no money is requested?
There is not.
Just a bid extension?
Yes.
Any questions from the council, from the committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2019-146, found on page 15. Scott Airpack 75 breathing apparatus. Chief, how are you?
Good evening. Jason, I'm our assistant chief of the fire department. Fire department is requesting authorization under provisions of City Ordinance 612, alteration of contract, to increase the current award of bid 2019-146 from $24,000 to $34,280. Current contract is awarded to Shipman's Fire Equipment, and we've already expended $23,800 of the required for required SCBA bottle replacements. The bid expires on October 22, 2019. Last year, the fire department was awarded a grant for a technical rescue team from the statewide Homeland Security Program. As part of that bid, the team has requested four Scott SKA pack supplied air respirators and bottles at a cost of $2,570 each. Cost of these units is 100% reimbursed by the grant with no co-share, but requires purchase from the existing contract with Shipman's for a total of $10,280. These funds will come from budget code 35235, firefighter supplies. The contract period will remain the same.
And this is going to be 100% reimbursement by the grant, no co-share on the part of the city.
That's correct.
So not a dime out of taxpayer pockets.
That's correct.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2019-279, Fire Department Dress Uniforms, found on page 25. Excuse me. Chief?
Fire Department has reviewed bid 2019-279, Fire Department Dress Uniforms, Badges, Insignias, and Nameplates. Fire Department received two bids, and after careful review, the Fire Department recommends the bid be awarded to the following vendor, Stillman Uniforms out of Westerly, Rhode Island. Stillman Uniforms bid the lowest price on most items. Fire Department has used this company for many years with no issues. Although a few pieces of badge hardware were slightly lower with another vendor, does not amount to a significant cost savings. We do not recommend splitting up badge hardware between vendors. This practice has been a hindrance in the past. The award will be for a period of 2 years from 7/1/19 through 6/30 of 2021. Total award is for $15,000, which will, we estimate $10,000 will be used in fiscal year 20 and $5,000 in fiscal year 21. Funds will come from budget code 35260, which is a newly created clothing line item. Current bid expired on 5/2/19.
Chief, did you say from code 35260?
Correct.
Our documents say 35261.
So 35261 in the new, in fiscal year 20 proposed budget was split into two different items. One being the uniform reimbursement that we're contractually obligated to do. And in an effort for transparency, we moved the uniform, the clothing allowance for Class A uniforms that we buy for promotions into a separate line item so that we can see the separation.
Okay, and also in here, there is no copy of the old contract. And that has been something that we have been asking for from the other departments to have this information included. So I don't have any reference to go back to for the contract ending May 2nd, where this contract expired, from what I understand. So I need that document, and quite frankly, at this particular juncture where we're at with contracts, I'm not sure what you're going to need or what you're not going to need in terms of uniforms and badges, insignias, et cetera. So I'll call for questions on my colleagues, but I personally will be making a motion to hold on this until we see the old contract and see how we're moving along on some of these other items. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion to hold until June 3rd.
Motion to hold to June 3rd.
Seconded.
PCR 8119. We have a motion to hold until June 3rd. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Chief. 2019-283, BCI weapons. I'm sorry, what?
June 3rd?
Yeah. June 3rd. No, 3rd. If I said 2nd, you misunderstood. You heard me wrong. No, if I did say June 2nd, it should be June 3rd. PCR 8419. Thank you. Weapon storage lockers found on page 33. Major?
Good evening, Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. In January, the police department went out to bid for two weapon storage lockers for the BCI evidence room. These lockers will enable our detectives to safely store the large number of weapons that our agency takes in on a regular basis. We received one bid from Securit Tactical out of Syracuse, New York. The police department's recommending that this award be awarded to Securit Tactical in the amount of $3,716.38. If approved, this purchase will be paid for from federal asset forfeiture, budget code 364-0400. As of this afternoon, the colonel confirmed sufficient funds in this account to make this purchase.
Major, can you say this has been a tongue twister for a long time. Can you say asset forfeiture five times quickly? No, I'm only kidding. Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Sinapi. Councilman Sinapi, the mic, please.
Did any of these vendors say why they didn't put a bid in?
Colonel Rick Rathbun, the Warwick Police Department. I can't answer that, Councilman. So this is a very specific size, custom-made product. Due to the size constraints and the customization, they weren't within their capability to do it. That's why we have the single vendor. I checked with the other at least two. I'm waiting on a callback from a third.
Good question, Councilman. So, Colonel, I assume that some calls were made to these vendors?
I made the calls.
Good. Very good. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, 2019-258, sale of surplus and obsolete equipment, found on page 36. Christy?
Public Works advertised for a...
Christy, could you speak into the mic?
Public Works advertised for a surplus sale, and we are requesting to award to the vendors that submitted the highest bid on the items listed in the bid package for a total revenue of $21,038.46.
And, Christy, I believe I... saw a Maxima and Altima added onto that list.
Those were not, those did not belong to the Public Works Department.
But they're on the list.
They are, but okay. They were not being awarded by this department.
And this is a revenue item. I've looked at these individual recommendations that you have, four individual recommendations. As a rule, you know the Finance Committee has refrained from going out to three or four different bidders, and the reasons were always the same, because of sometimes it's better off to keep this narrow focused and encourage more people to bid so they don't have to worry about who's going to get, you know, a 20-cent item and lose a $100 item. But what I see here in looking through this, in this case, it makes sense. So, I mean, it's up to you. I don't have a problem with it. I reviewed all these numbers, and again, to me, it makes sense. Any questions from the committee? Councilman McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to say the same thing. I think in this case, we're getting the highest price from each one that comes back. It's a revenue to the city. So I had a note to say the same thing. So I support this as well.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the committee? Members, Councilman Sinapi.
Two of the items that are on the list aren't listed as far as where they're getting awarded to, specifically 28 and 29. Was that on purpose?
Those are not, those items don't belong to the Department of Public Works, so they would likely be awarded separately by the department that put them out for surplus.
Yeah. Councilman, those were the two items that I didn't refer to them by number, but those are the two items I asked Christy about a moment ago, the Maxima and the Altima. Okay, so do you have any idea what's going on with those? Or? Okay, thank you.
This is split between two departments, and we didn't have the second recommendation. So rather than hold this up, we went forward on this. We're going to have the next recommendation for those two items probably on the next docket.
All right, so do we need to take that off this list?
No.
No.
That was an entire list of okay. The whole bid.
Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2019-298, precast items for manhole and catch basins, found on page 43.
Public Works is requesting to award to the only bidder that submitted a bid, which is Old Castle Ink or Concrete, for the purchase of the components to build and repair structures. This is the second time this bid was advertised, and the first time it closed with no responses. They're a local vendor. I did reach out to other vendors, actually all the vendors that were on the list, and they all had a reason for why they did not submit a bid.
What were some of the reasons?
This particular vendor, we didn't have the right email. The two emails that we had were no longer any good, so we sent it to the right email this time. One was a masonry shop. They don't sell material. One doesn't provide the bid materials that we were looking for. One is an architectural firm. It doesn't apply to them. And then there's two vendors, Situate Concrete Pipe and Situate Ray Precast. They provide the heavy precast items, so it's not the small palletized items that this bid provides.
And these numbers that we have in our book, those are net numbers?
For the bid response?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, picked up. We don't get deliveries. They're local enough to us that
we
can just go pick it up.
I saw their delivery charge, and after I hit the roof and called the director, he was kind enough to explain to me that you're not about to pay $340 to have a $2 item delivered, and that you folks do your due diligence and pick it up yourself, being that it's around the corner. So I got my answer on that question, which would have been a biggie. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you,
Christy. 2020-027 crime scene supplies found on page 47. Major?
In March, the police department went out to bid for BCI.
Major, to the mic, please. If you don't get right on that mic, it's tough in here. Especially when we've got a whatever going over.
In March, the police department went out to bid for BCI crime scene supplies. These supplies allow our BCI detectives to thoroughly process any scene for evidence. We received one bid from Searchy Acquisition Company out of Youngsville, North Carolina. The police department is recommending that this bid be awarded to Searchy and spending be authorized up to $4,000 for this award. If approved, this purchase will be paid for from the police department operating budget, budget code 30-208, BCI photo and film.
And did you reach out to the other bidders?
I did.
And what were their reasons for not bidding?
At least a couple of vendors stated they didn't have everything or a good number of the items that were on the spec list, so they didn't bother. And a couple of companies stated that they have bid in the past and they had not received an award and therefore didn't want to spend the time completing the specs this time around.
So if they weren't the low bidder, they didn't receive the award. Sorry. If you're the low bidder, sharpen up the pencil, become the low bidder, and we'll be very happy to award it to a lower bidder. Trust us, we'll be very happy to do that. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2020-031, brass fittings found on page 69.
Good evening, Dan O'Rourke from the Water Division. We solicited bids from 15 different vendors. We received bids from five, and we're recommending the lowest responsible bidder for all items. Funding, the contract period will be 7/1/2019 through 6/30/20, and it will be split between budget codes 84363 and 84364 in the new fiscal year for a total of $45,000.
Dan, the same thing with you. Yeah. You have three different companies on this bid request. And initially, my reaction was, you know, we're going to have to crunch this. In looking through them, the couple of items that you have requested to go to a different bidder, I see a substantial difference in the numbers. For one or two items. So once again, having said that, and sometimes you need to apply common sense to some of this stuff, I don't have a problem with these three. It's not to say, as with the last department that was before us, that I'm changing my thoughts or vision for this city with regarding vendors and multiple bids. I'm not. But if it makes sense, then it's fine. I'm with it anyways.
Particularly where one of them is a Warwick vendor, too.
Correct. Okay, so any questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister.
Yes, and Director, I also will be supporting this, and you want to be able to have a number of, be able to get these things. I mean, you had texted me earlier last week, there was a water issue in Ward 7, and it was in the middle of the night, and you guys were out there fixing and stuff like that, so we want to make sure that you have, with our infrastructure here, we want to make sure that we have the equipment so you guys can fix that right away, and you were on top of it. So I just wanted to thank you for keeping us updated on that, and I will be supporting this bid as well.
Thank you.
And also, for members of the committee and members of the council, Councilman Marola will be abstaining on this, so we are going to put this down as, at least in the past, he always has in this particular vendor, PCR 8519. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any other questions from members of the council?
I have one.
Sir.
Is it purposeful that item number 30 is being awarded to two different vendors?
Say again?
As of now, item 30 is going to Warwick Wind Water and John Hoadley and Sons. I don't know if that's on purpose or not.
Number 30.
You're looking at the hydrant bid.
No. Each of those items, Councilman, so where it says through 11-7, that's item 11-7, I believe, Dan?
Yes.
Okay. When you say items 2-1, that's item 2-1.
Correct.
So it's not 2 all the way through 7.
Correct.
So I don't see 30. Actually, where is 30 listed in here? Councilman, where are you getting it's listed in two
Page
spots?
77 of the bid package.
Page what?
77.
What's the next bid?
I think he's...
Oh, did I skip on you?
You're looking at the
hydrant. Okay.
That'll do it.
That explains it, Councilman. Thank you. Any other questions from members of the committee? Council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action on PCR 85-19.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Seconded.
Sir. Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor on PCR 8519?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Item number 10, 2020-035, post-type fire hydrants found on page 77.
Okay, this is the annual bid again for post-type fire hydrants and accessories. The bid is set to expire on 6/30/19. This will be for the new period, contract period 7/1/19 to 6/30/20. I'm recommending the lowest responsible bidders on all the items. We went out for bid. We received six bids, and I'm recommending it be split between five vendors. And I made notations regarding one of the companies called Hydroflow out of Texas bid aftermarket parts, and I attached, for your own reading, if you will, the warranty on Kennedy hydrants, Mueller hydrants, et cetera, that, in my opinion, would be voided if we went to a company out of Texas. And I spoke to them once about the issue, never got back to me, left another message again. Obviously, there's an issue with it. I mean, they were half the price. And speaking to the manufacturers of Mueller and Kennedy, it could present a real issue if you're using cheaper aftermarket parts. So you're dealing with health and safety.
I saw that, Dan. And
unless you have any questions.
Initially, my thought is,
yeah.
So where is this pot? Where is it installed? Is it above ground, below ground?
Both, actually. You know.
So in some cases,
it wouldn't be
if
the
you have
hydrant
a pot,
itself. This would be like replacement parts, if you will.
So in some cases, if you have a pot fail,
correct,
and it's underground, it's a significant cost to get to it,
correct,
to dig it up, to make the replacement. an inconvenience to the people who were getting the water at the time.
It could be.
And an aftermarket pot, the chances are greater to have a problem. Not to say you will, but in this world of chance, is it worth taking the chance?
I would.
If you were talking about a bolt on the top of the fire hydrant, I would say it's worth the chance. Motion so, denied. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about something that's below ground that could give us a significant cost far beyond the savings, then I don't think it's worth it. My particular stance on this, again, I'm going to support all the vendors because as I look at the price spreads and the numbers, it makes sense to me. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members? Council Sinapi.
Same question I had before, except now correctly.
Oh, good point. Okay, if you could answer that, because the councilman is right, you're showing number 30 and for two vendors, Warwick Wind Water and John Hoadley. Is there a reason or was that a typo?
To be honest with you, I don't know. I'm going to guess it's a typo.
And pick one.
We'll pick Warwick Wind Water, being a Warwick company.
Warwick Wind How's Water. That? Okay, so we're going to... PCR 8619, and we're going to need an amendment before we do that. Any questions further from the committee, from the council?
I have one quick question,
sir.
Mr. Chairman. So I noticed that on the price point of those two vendors, the price is the same on that item. So, Mr. Chairman, what you're saying is we're voting on, even if the price point's the same, if one the supplier doesn't have it, or would you use the other supplier as an option, or is that not allowed? I just want to clarify.
It's really not allowed because if they're not awarded the bid, you have to come back formally to the council to seek permission to go to the second lowest bidder.
Well, that's okay because you can do it with a 56-6. I'm not going to start duplicating all of these items, especially when the numbers are all the same.
Got it.
Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion to amend on PCR 8619.
I make a motion to amend to award item number 30 to Warwick Wind Water. Can I make a motion for favorable action?
Second it.
Okay, so we have on PCR 8619, we have a motion to amend. We're going to eliminate item number 30 from John Hoadley and award that to only Warwick Wind Water. That is the amendment. I need a vote on the amendment. Need a motion on the amendment.
Favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor on the amendment. I need a motion as amended.
I move favorable action as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
2019-313, found on page 88, Emergency Services Workforce Software Management. Okay, so this is our lucky day. We get a whole bunch of you up there tonight. Found on page 88.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, honorable members of the Finance Committee. My name is William D. Pasquale, Chief of Staff, Planning Director. I present to this body of paramount initiative from Mayor Solomon. Mayor Solomon's resolute in addressing any and all issues that face this wonderful community. In this case, the mayor realized that the paper and pencil approach to scheduling and workforce management left the city and its taxpayers vulnerable to errors and made accountability difficult. To this end, Mayor instructed his administration to seek an efficient 21st century solution designed to increase productivity, accountability, and transparency. I am joined here tonight with my colleagues, Colonel Rathborn, Chief Umbahauer, Chief McMichael, and Director Carlucci, to request consideration for the purchase of long-needed workforce management software for police and fire. This solution is presented by TrueSense LLC. This software will ensure accuracy in scheduling, shift swaps, tracking sick time, and attendance with automated processes. Paper and pencil accountability that has been in place for decades. This solution is instantaneous and accurate. It includes mobile apps, Google Calendar Sync, live staffing map, and improved productivity. At this point, I will turn it over to Director Colucci, and then he will turn up to a small PowerPoint presentation by both Colonel Rathborn and Chief Umberhauer.
So, Chief, before you head back, so in implementing this procedure, which certainly sounds like what we need, it's going to eliminate the paper, the pencil, and the erasers.
Absolutely. I think many were miffed at the use of pencils, erasers, and hand work scheduling accountability. That was probably gone when I was in elementary school.
And retainability.
Yes. And I think you're going to show in the PowerPoint the difference between what we have and what we've had for decades, what Mayor Solomon is bringing to the forefront in less than a year in office.
How long do you think this PowerPoint's going to be?
It's going to be 45 minutes, probably about 4 minutes.
Thank you, Chief. See you later. Okay, do it.
Good evening. Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6 to award the annual service contract for Emergency Services Workforce Management Software to CrewSense LLC as a sole provider of their software and as a service product, CrewSense Workforce Management, in the amount of $33,349.56. From an IT perspective, this fit all the criteria we required. It is a service. What that means for us is we have no further expenses in servers, storage, backup, disaster recovery, things that we cannot accommodate other systems at this time. That is handled by them, and they are solely responsible for it. It does interface with Munis, with our existing system, so we made sure that. And it has flex terms, meaning that we had them put into the contract that if we were to start using this and all of a sudden realize there were some licenses we didn't need, that money for the remainder of the year is refunded to us. So it is only pay as you go and pay for what you use. The breakdown is between the fire department at 212 annual licenses at $59.88 per license, per police department at 275 annual licenses, and that is at $59.88 per. There's a monthly software maintenance charge of $99 per month, and the one-time training for up to 3 days of training would be charged out at $1,000 per day. As for its need, turn this over to Chief Rathburn.
Excuse me, Director, before you step away. So how many people are you anticipating on training?
We're going to take the train-the-trainer approach. They say they can accommodate up to about 20, 24. I'm figuring if we can get a good 12 folks in key positions across key staffs to make them our go-to users, we'll be able to then disseminate. We also have the right to record any of the training. We'll be able to put together some literature for it and distribute that. So having looked at the system, used it a little bit myself, its intuitive nature, I feel very comfortable that'll be adequate training.
And Director, do you have any idea how much money we have had to spend to try and recoup this information that ended up elsewhere, nowheres, somewheres? Do we have a guesstimate? Because I'm asking you the question because I've got a sense that this $33,000 investment that we're going to make will probably have already paid for itself many times over and is certainly a long overdue. But I'm just curious if you have a guesstimate, or perhaps the chief may have a guesstimate.
Sure, it's a great question, and it's part of the reason why Mayor Solomon, when he first took office, wanted to make sure that he went down this route. to look at two employees and to take paper records and convert them into a database and then analyze the database for 3 years, for instance, some $10,000 to $16,000. Okay, multiply that now by multiple employees leaving employment, and that's for 3 years. So clearly, this investment over six employees could pay for itself.
That's what I thought. Thank you for that, Chief. Next, any other questions? Any questions from the committee for Phil? Councilman Sinap, you have a question for Phil?
Yes. In the event of a data breach, are we going to be indemnified?
Yes, they cover off on, in their contract, they cover off on the responsibility of the data. Although I'm not sure there's any PII associated with the system, I would have to go through that and look. The transfer is through a secure connection, so yes, they would be covering that. More of a concern, obviously, is the data recoverability in case of a disaster, and that they do have several locations that they back up to.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you, Phil. You going to do the PowerPoint now?
Good evening, Colonel Rick Rathman for the Police Department. Hopefully this will come in brighter for us. Just wanted to quickly highlight our current and existing practice for use of workforce scheduling, requests for time off, requests for assistance, overtime, court time, etc. So the form pictured above is a triplicate form. Some facsimile of this form has been in place for over three decades with the Police Department. It's used for overtime, comp time, furlough, vacation. There's multiple copies that go to multiple divisions within the Police Department and wind up being filed as hard copies. Some of the errors we run into is you see there's four different areas with up to four signatures or initials, which means four different people are handling this form. That gives us the possibility for errors along the way just by virtue of the amount of people that are handling it. The process then requires this to be entered into what our current scheduling software, SpeedShift. Two decades ago, this was the state-of-the-art software. We have no service contract, no support in place. If right now this ends, we are going back to a hard copy exclusively. Additionally, it's a Windows XP-based system. So when you click on the Windows side of it, you get the, sorry, we no longer support Windows XP. So obviously that's an issue as we move forward to try to make sure we can account for accuracy of the system. Perhaps most glaring is when you look at the forms. This is just the stack of forms from up to April 24th of this year. So we have another 8 months of forms that will be added just to this pile. This is handled by the Secretary of Administrative Assistant for my office with the assistance of the Board of Public Safety Clerk, payroll. Multiple people are handling this. The efficiency of the system obviously is lagging when you're dealing with this much paperwork, not to mention printing costs of several thousand dollars a year just for these forms. As a point of reference, this is last year's copy payroll. So as you can see, they're in there, and if we have to do an audit or retrieve things, whether it's a issue with pay, benefits, etc., we have to do a hand search through this file. We're able to do it, but obviously we're putting a lot of manpower hours devoted to making sure that the system works. If I need to fill a callback shift, or an officer in charge, captain or lieutenant, needs to fill a callback shift, this is our system. Three ring binders with hard copy pages that have a list of dates and times that a lieutenant or a captain spends hours sometimes going down a list till somebody finally accepts the callback. With CrewSense, this would be done through the automated system, freeing up the lieutenant and captain to actually manage the shifts, divisions, and platoons that they supervise, which has been part of my mandate since taking office and being appointed by the mayor's chief at the end of January. Additionally, this system has a capability to work the detail system. This again is a hard copy, spreadsheet, handwritten often, printed system, which is placed along the building. Once we get the system up and running and use it for its full utilization for the details, we'll have the ability to get rid of the 100 to 200 printed sheets per week that we export and import for payroll purposes. Scheduling will be done through the system again to avoid errors, to make sure we're following the contract and it's efficient. Bottom line is we're using a six-step process for detail filing from entry to the treasurer's office for payroll. With all but one handwritten step, everything else is manually printing forms. From the emergency management side of the house, the perspective was, do we have the capability to quickly utilize a workforce for mobilization? Our mobilization book is even more archaic than the three-ring binders I showed you earlier. It requires someone sitting at a desk and physically calling people. With this system, as demonstrated by the Lawrence, Massachusetts Fire Department, emergency details or vacant posts could be filled rapidly. In the Merrimack Valley disaster of last year, they filled 100 assignments or details in 2 hours. That would take us literally days to fill. At the end of the day, I conclude before I turn it over to the fire department, this isn't about a system that's necessarily broke, but more importantly, a system that's inefficient. There's a lot of manpower hours, both on the sworn and non-sworn side, that are dedicated to filing, typing, moving, placing, and then making sure everything's accurate. We do an audit at the end of the year. This year's audit took over 90 days to complete, and there were inherent errors with the audit because of the amount of data entry and error in amount of people that are in the steps. Well, I feel comfortable that our numbers are accurate. There's a way to make it more efficient and that we actually pay our people to do the police work and administrative tasks that they have signed on to do. Thank you.
Chief, I'm now from the fire department. Many of the challenges of the fire department are the same as the police department. So I'll try to make it quick and not reiterate a lot of the same challenges that Colonel Rathbun already mentioned. So this is our current software. It's FD Manager. It's about two decades old. Just like the police department, it also is no longer supported. It's built on a 2002 Access database. And it is a Windows-based program, which means the software needs to physically be installed on any computer that needs to be able to access this information. The on-duty personnel and the shift accountability is in the computer. It's not available to anybody in the street or to a battalion chief who's on the road and needs to quickly access an accountability at a fire or track any of the technical specialties that our members have, such as divers, hazmat technicians, technical rescue personnel. The sick leave record for the fire department goes through a process, and you'll see a lot of the same process here where we go from paper to computer, back to paper, back to computer again. And clearly that's riddled with errors that can occur as you move between one and the next. So a member takes a sick leave. What happens is that battalion chief then records it in the computer, and it fills the vacancy. The fire administration prepares a payroll report. That unused sick time then goes into a three-ring binder like the one you see in the picture. And that also is responsible for not only tracking that sick day, but also the accrual of the sick time. It's a pen and paper document, now pen and paper, document with an Excel reconciliation. So we only use Excel just to reconcile those numbers. Two different people do both those jobs. And there's no entry log, there's no security controls, and obviously no automated technology to do the accrual. We have to do it manually. For change of shifts, they fill out a worksheet, which is only a work form. It's designed to be signed by the people who want to make the change of shift and by the battalion chief and the officer in charge. And then that paper is entered into the computer. That is the three-ring binder, similar to the police department. When we need to do a callback, it comes from one of these binders, depending on the callback type that they're requested. There's actually two copies of these binders because we have two battalion chiefs. Either one of them can get a phone call that needs to fill a vacancy. So multiple times a day, those two battalion chiefs have to synchronize their binders with handwritten notes. So again, there's the synchronization. There's another set of binders across the other side of the city with the other battalion chief. Vacation accruals mimic the sick accruals. If somebody takes vacation at the beginning of the year, we assign all the vacation days throughout the entire year, but those get changed pretty frequently throughout the year, and all those changes are handwritten notes. Those have to be written in the binder for the battalion chief, logged into FD Manager, and then put on this accrual sheet at the administration. If they need to hire a callback for regular overtime, it comes on a sheet that looks similar to this. They use three different ways that we do callbacks, depending on the type of callback we're doing. Some of them it's the person who has the least. Some of them it's a constant rotating basis. Three different systems managed in three different pieces of paper. This is for callbacks. This is for callbacks off shift, if nobody on shift can take it. And then if there's a fire watch, it's a whole nother binder of people with a different list. All handwritten this time, and then entered into Deputy Manager. Actually, this fire watch detail form is never actually entered into the computer system, as it doesn't have the capability to do fire watches. So it's only handwritten. Emergency contact information is also stored in handwritten binders that the battalion chiefs have. Clearly, you know how often that changes day to day with our 200 firefighters. Not always do all three places that this paper exists get synchronized together. It could cause, with this health information, the emergency contact information could cause some bad things to happen. The fire payroll process is one of our biggest challenges. What happens is the payroll is entered in FD, accountability is entered in FD Manager. The administration prints that out on a weekly report. The payroll department at City Hall submits a computerized version, like the one you see in front of you, of the payroll sheet. The fire department in hand writes all of the variations to this standard payroll onto the sheet, submits it back to the city. The city then enters it into the computer system. This new system, as the director said, will obviously export in an electronic version. So you electronically enter this information and then electronically enter it out once it's checked. We also have a large need for callback for emergency applications for large incidents. Right now, it's a battalion chief who's at an incident trying to make phone calls on his cell phone while working an incident. The notification system is very robust and allows us to quickly not only call people back to a scene or call back people back to stations to cover the rest of the city for routine calls, but it'll also be able to notify people in advance of a big incident, so people that are away, are busy, or have other things going on can end what they're doing and start to get ready to come in. This is an example of some of the screenshots we took of the system that we have up and running right now as a demonstration. Here's an example of a sick leave report showing obviously the actual accruals and usage. You're not going to be able to see it because of the small font. It's a very robust report and does a lot of good analytics, you can see on the left side for us, real time. There's a sample leave accrual. It'll automate the accrual of both vacation and sick time and track both disbursements of those accruals. And here's the change of shifts. Instead of having four people sign a piece of paper that then gets destroyed, what would happen here is the whole thing would happen electronically, and the whole thing, as you see above you as an example, is audited, the date, the time, who did it, and when it happened and why it happened. And that's recorded permanently. Here's the final example is a shift sheet accountability form. The sheet I showed you in the beginning for a battalion chief gets printed out like the one on the right. He then carries it with him with a color-coded highlighted marker that shows the technical specialties of all those members. And on the left is the new computerized version of that, which is real-time, accessible not only by any computer with an internet access, but also by a mobile app. The center shows you the mobile app version, the left shows you a notification, the right shows you an example of the accrual screen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members of the Finance Committee. That concludes our presentation. I hope you found that very insightful. Remember the year 2000, 20 years ago. That was a long time ago. I was a lot younger then. Mayor Solomon, as a mayor, is very proactive. What he did in a short one-year span with looking at the challenges that face the city to bring us to this point should be something that we all can build off of. The journey over the largest mountain begins with a step, and he will continue to make these steps for progress and efficiency. I ask for your support, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you to all the chiefs and Phil for your presentation. I got to tell you, it's pretty disturbing to see this stuff here, firsthand, written stuff, paper, pencil, erasers. And it's particularly disturbing to see that we've been a $330 million corporation that has been running on autopilot. It's been running on autopilot. There's been no accountability. There's been no oversight. And that's a prescription for disaster. paper, pencils, erasers. It's the result of autopilot. Prior to Mayor Solomon taking office, the city's been on autopilot. And it certainly is a major step forward in correcting some of the problems that have been occurring for many years. Certainly it's not anything that is going to happen overnight, but let the word be told that between the mayor and the city council, we are diligently working on that daily. And this is a huge step forward and certainly worth a $33,000 investment that I'm more than happy to vote for. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister.
Thank you very much. And I also want to commend the administration for bringing this. This is something that, you know, is very necessary. And I see that this is going to save. Not only is it going to help eliminate mistakes and stuff like that, but the chief mentioned, you know, printing costs, just printing costs. But also, it's going to free up firefighters and police officers. They're not going to have to be doing this. You had to link the books together, I think the fire chief said, to make sure each day, a couple of times a day, to make sure that they balanced off. This is going to free up so they can be out in the community and serving our public. So this is an outstanding investment in our city. My comment was, and I know the chairman had mentioned it, and it was mentioned, but I do want to make sure that we have a number of people cross-training on this. I believe you have a plan for that, not only going to the training classes, you had also mentioned you can record the classes as well, and then those people can come back and train more people so we can keep it flowing, keep it moving around. So if there's a retirement or something like that, we're not stuck. So I appreciate that you also have that plan as well. So thank you very much, and I look forward to supporting this.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Councilwoman Travis.
It's an eye-opener. You know, you hear about it, oh, they do everything on paper. But until you see all those forms and all the things that's being done, it's really an eye-opener, and it's way too late now. But, I mean, at least we're starting somewhere, but it's long overdue. So I want to thank you for the presentation. You did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. You. 12. Item number 12, 2020-044, in case software maintenance upgrades, found on page 103. Major.
The police department is seeking an exception to bid and authorization to renew our subscription to a forensic software program called NCASE. This software is widely used by law enforcement throughout the country and is endorsed by the National White Collar Crime Center. This software is used for the forensic examination, analysis, and extraction of data from a variety of electronic devices. We use this software every time there is an investigation involving a computer, an iPad, a tablet, or a smartphone. The total cost for the security keys and the maintenance upgrades is $2,990.57. This contract is for a one-year term. It will commence on August 22, 2019 through August 21, 2020. If approved, this purchase will come from the police department's operating budget, code 30-340, service contracts.
Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman Sinapi, member of the council.
Was there any consideration for other modules or other software like FTK?
I'm sorry?
Was there any consideration for other forensic software like FTK?
Not in this particular case. It seems they all have different specific capabilities, and the capabilities interface with one another. So this particular software does things that FTA does not.
Ready.
Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Major. Item 13, 2020-045, participation in state of Rhode Island analyst of impediments of fair housing.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to abstain from this out of abundance of caution. I'm on the board of Rhode Island Housing, so I'm going to abstain from this bid.
This will become PCR 8719 with Councilman McAllister abstaining. be sure to fill out that form.
Good evening, Bill Facenti, Community Development Office. I'm here tonight to ask that the City of Warwick be allowed to participate in the State of Rhode Island Regional Analysis to Impediments to Fair Housing. Every 5 years, the City of Warwick, as part of their CDBG entitlement, is required to do a consolidated plan, and as part of that is an analysis of impediments to fair housing. The last time we went out to bid for this service was in 2011, and the bids came in between $3,500 and $5,000 for the amendment. The 5 years before, the state of Rhode Island actually picked up the tab and did their first regional analysis. This year, they went out to bid, and they're asking the cities, the entitlement communities, there are six of them, to participate in that regional analysis because of the size of the state. I've asked that the council award a $5,000 maximum cost to participate in this regional analysis. I checked with my counterparts, and the only one that has actually gone out to bid for this service recently was the City of Pawtucket, who's contributing $5,000 as well. They received one bid from I believe it was a Minnesota company. Their bid was $29,775. The overall bid that the state of Rhode Island received was $35,000. So I think it's an investment, a wise investment. Like I said, the last time we went out to bid was in 2011. It was between $3,500 and $5,000, so prices have gone up considerably.
And again, this is a requirement?
It is federally required.
Okay. And if we don't do it, we lose what?
We potentially lose our CDBG funds.
Okay. And the state has asked us to participate?
Yes. The state participated in a bid through Rhode Island Housing. Rhode Island Housing handled the bid for the state because they handle some of the home funds. So they have to do a plan as well. So they asked, they solicited bids. They received 12 responses. 10 of them were deemed to have meet the qualifications. The Office of Housing and Community Development with the state and Rhode Island Housing then solicited costs for four qualified vendors. So Rhode Island Housing is participating. The state of Rhode Island is participating. It's required for all of the communities in the state.
So I think you said the state has requested that about six communities kick in on this. So what's the matter with the other 33 communities? Why don't
they
have
to kick in? Well, they're under the small cities program. They don't receive CDBG funds like the six entitlement communities, so it would be coming out of their general funds.
Okay.
The state of Rhode Island gets a pot of money like the city of Warwick does to disperse to the other 33 cities and towns.
So is there only six communities in the state that do receive CDBG?
Yes.
Only six?
Yeah.
And that's why the state has been so kind to ask us to kick in?
Well, they've asked us because we participated last year.
Sure. Yes. Right. Okay. I'll have to remember that request.
What's that?
I'll have to remember that request.
Okay.
I know. I kind of have a feeling at some point maybe we'll make our own request. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable on PCR 8719. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let the record show we have two yeas and one abstention. Welcome back, Councilman. I said welcome back. Okay, moving on. Once again, acceptance of the minutes of April 22nd.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion on May 6th minutes.
Seconded.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
And PCR 8319. Moving on to bid number PCR 9417. We're going to hold until, I think I want to hold that till June 3rd. I'm sorry, Pension Board, PCO 719. We're also going to be holding that as well. So, hold it June 17th.
7-19. PCO 7-19.
PCO 7-19, a motion to hold till June 17th.
Seconded.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, bid PCR 9417, hold till June 3rd. Need a motion.
Motion to hold till June 3rd.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold till June 3rd. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 14817, installation of sprinklers at the Cooper Building. Need a motion to hold till June 3rd.
Motion to hold till June 3rd.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold till June 3rd. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Ayes have it. Motion passes. PCR 5719. Radio system maintenance and repair service for infrastructure. Agent?
In March, the police department went out to bid for radio system maintenance and repair services under bid 2019-266 and received only one qualified bid from one vendor. The police department is recommending that this award be awarded to Cyber Communications of 90 Colorado Avenue, this city. The police department has used this company since 2009 and has been satisfied with their response to emergencies and the services they are able to provide. CyberCom did include an option to purchase a second year at the same price with no increase. If approved, financing would come from the police department operating budget, code 30-340 service contracts, for a total not to exceed $34,648 over the life of a two-year contract.
What was that amount, Major?
The last part?
The amount that you just said?
$34,648.
Okay. And that was held from the last meeting, correct?
It was held for two reasons. One, the quote itself was a little disorganized and it was hard to follow. The second reason, there was actually a quantity error in the quote that was submitted to us. So we clarified both of those. The quote is a little bit more organized, and I got clarification on the quantity error. If you look at the actual quote, we had spec'd out for five console positions at a cost of $74.50 each for the maintenance on those. The yearly cost was $3,576. They were wrong. They made an error with that. We wanted five. They gave us a quote for four. So what they did is they adjusted the monthly cost down to $59.60 to account for that one quantity difference, so the annual total of $35.76 would stay the same.
$59.60, you said?
Yes.
And was that the only correction?
There was another quantity error, but that particular item is out of is at end of life, so it was time and materials anyway, so they didn't quote the dollar figure.
And the bid amount stays the same?
That's correct.
$34,648. All right, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. PCR 5919, formerly 2019-277, fire apparatus repair. Christy, go ahead.
This bid was held to get some clarification on the parts list that the vendors were offering. I'd actually like to amend this award. There are two vendors that we would like to remove because of the Pascal, because of they will only do engine and transmission and shipments. Primarily, we send out only for major repairs the majority of the time, and they're charging 10% over invoice because they subcontract.
Did you say you want to remove Pascal?
Pascal, yes.
Where are they? Oh, okay, DBA. Okay, yes. So you're going to take them out, Christy, and who else?
Shipments.
Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted. Tell me again why you want to remove them.
Well, primarily with these vehicles, if we send them out, it's because it's a major repair, and they're charging 10% over invoice, and they subcontract, which is not, it doesn't make sense for the city to pay that.
So we're paying a premium because they subcontract?
Correct.
Because they can't do it in-house?
Right. So we'd like to remove them, and CNS, because I've called them several times, and I spoke to their service department. They were supposed to get me the list, I never received the list, so...
And I believe this was also an item that you were going to send us the list prices on?
Yes, I
which
emailed.
You did?
I did, yes.
Yes, correct. Okay, so thank you for that. We need to see those list prices. I have no problem if you have issues with those vendors. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? So we are going to make an amendment on this. Councilman McAllister.
Yep, I'm going to make an amendment to eliminate Shipman's Fire, CNS Specialty, and Truck Pro from the bid.
Seconded.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Move on the amendment.
Then I move favorable action as amended.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second on the amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
As amended. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christy. PCR 6216, formerly 2020-019. Christy?
I'd like to request to hold this until June 3rd meeting.
Hold till when, Christy?
June 3rd.
Hold till June 3rd. I need a motion at the request of the sponsor to hold till June 3rd.
I make a motion to hold till June 3rd.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold till June 3rd. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christy. PCR 7219, 2020-008, City of Warwick and Warwick Public Schools Medical Pharmacy and Dental Benefits. Brian?
Good evening.
Excuse me.
Brian Sylvia, Finance Director for the City. The administration is requesting to continue this item until June 3rd. New information has become available, and the mayor is requesting that the administration take the necessary time to review it and do its due diligence on behalf of the taxpayers.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion to hold until June 3rd.
Motion to hold to June 3rd.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
PCR 7819, resolution relative to transfers, supplemental appropriations. We're going to hold that until June 3rd. I need a motion.
May
31. I'm sorry? May 31.
Because that's the first meeting.
Oh, that's correct. Yes. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. May 31.
Motion to hold to May 31.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold to May 31. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item 7919. Same thing. Need a motion to hold to May 31st.
Motion to hold to May 31.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Finance Committee is adjourned at 6:12. Thank you very much, everyone.
Good evening. The time is 6:13 p.m. Health, Education, and Welfare Committee
is now open. Acceptance for the minutes for the committee meeting held on April 22nd. May I have a motion?
Make a motion. Favorable action.
Second.
Made, seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. For motion for acceptance of minutes for May 6th?
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
Made, seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number one, PCO 3-18, Rocky Point, ordinance to protect the rights of private property owners.
Hold
Councilman Lattiser. Motion made to hold till June 3rd.
Second.
Motion made, seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. PCR 21-19, a resolution relative to Educational Outreach Committee. Councilman Lattiser.
Make a motion to hold till June 3rd.
Second.
Motion made to hold till June 3rd, seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The time is now 6:14. Health, Education, and Welfare is closed.
I call the Ordinance Committee at 6:18. First up is acceptance of the minutes from the April 22nd meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved favorable and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We need a motion on the May 6th acceptance of the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Moved favorable and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. First off is PCO 18-15, Neighborhood Improvement Program. An ordinance that will make landlords responsible for the cost of pickup debris left on the street by tenants. This is Councilman Lattiser and Councilwoman Travis. It's not drafted. The sponsor would like us to hold June 3rd.
So moved.
It's been moved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Second up is a PCO 10-19, an ordinance in regards to water discharge. This is also not drafted. Councilman Lattiser. The sponsor is requesting we hold to June 3rd.
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
A second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. And a close ordinance at 6:19.
So public safety will convene at 6:21. First order of business, acceptance of minutes from the April 22nd, 2019 meeting.
Motion to accept.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then acceptance of minutes from the May 6th, 2019 meeting.
Move to accept.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next we have PCO 11-19, amendment to the ordinance relative to parking on Herf Jones Way. Councilman Ricks.
Request to hold to June 3rd.
Right. Motion to hold till June 3rd.
Second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next we have PCR 75-19, claimed by Ryan Cabral. So if you could just state your name into the mic for the record.
Ryan Cabral.
All right. And you have damage from a snowplow to your mailbox. You got three estimates. The department has recommended approval, and you correctly filled out the affidavit. Does anyone have any questions on this for the committee? From the committee, rather?
Any comments? I'd just like to thank you for taking the time to get these estimates and to come to appear and also taking care to fill out the form correctly.
Thanks.
It may seem trivial, but it's a big problem we have here. So, yes, thank you. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action and the approval of this claim for 8613.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
You're all set. Thank you. So next we have PCR 76-19, claimed by Shirley Brown Mullen.
Good
can just state your name into the mic, please.
It's Shirley Brown Mullen.
All right, and you have damage from a pothole. You got three estimates. You correctly filled out the affidavit, and the department has recommended approval of the claim in the amount of $300. Are there any questions from members of the committee?
I would similarly thank you for taking the time to get the estimates and properly fill out all the paperwork.
I see that the time here, it was March 17th, and the time was 11:45 a.m. It was well lit outside? It was during the day?
It was.
Okay.
Yes, sir, it was.
What would you say the weather was like? Was it clear or rainy? I know.
It's cold. I remember.
It's cold. Up until, Friday.
I believe it was a decent day.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the problem was, traveling cars, and it was
sure.
Like, bam. It was like,
Okay.
That's a quick relive of what happened.
Thank you.
It's okay.
I'm all set. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions from members of the committee?
I'd also like to just say that Jefferson Boulevard, narrow lanes. I think everyone who travels on it knows how bad the condition of that road can be, and part of it just has to do with the amount of travel and heavy trucks and age of the road. But I have no issues approving this claim.
Yeah, based on the pictures, the pothole's location certainly was not helpful. Are there any questions or comments from members of the committee? Any questions or comments from the council?
I don't know. Honestly, no. I'm avoiding that pothole.
All right, and you are aware that we can't provide more than $300 for this claim by law, right?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you aware that we cannot provide more than $300 for this claim by law?
Yes, sir. I read that, yes.
All righty. Any further questions from members of the council? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move to approve claim in the amount of $300.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so with that being said, public safety concludes at 6:27.
Oh, okay, that is it.
This is the Intergovernmental Committee meeting for May 20th, beginning at 6:28. The first item on the agenda, acceptance of minutes from April 22nd, 2019.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The acceptance of the minutes from May 6th, 2019.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
One item on the agenda is PCR-9-19, a resolution requesting that the Rhode Island Airport Corporation consider additional factors in its 2019-14 CFR Part 150 noise study. It's not drafted. Councilman Rex.
Request hold to June 3rd.
Per request of the sponsor, motion to hold till June 3rd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That brings the committee meeting to an end. It is 6:30.
It is now 6:30 p.m. The Committee on Appointments is now open. The first order of business is the acceptance of the minutes from the April 22nd meeting. Do I hear a motion?
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
next order of business is the appointment of Donna McDonald to the Board of Canvassers.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, could you talk a little closer into the mic? We have a hard time hearing on this side. Thank you.
Donna McDonald. Good evening, Donna.
Good evening, Councilman.
I would like to say that I've known Donna for many years, and I would think she would be an excellent addition to the Board of Canvassers. And I want to thank her very much for volunteering to come forward and serve in this capacity. And any other comments from the committee?
Thank you very much for agreeing to serve on this board. It's a very important board, as you know. And we appreciate people that give up their time to contribute to our community. You've done that for as long as I've known you, and many years before that, I'm sure, as well. And I just want to thank you again for coming here and serving in the city of Warwick. Thank you.
Councilman.
Any other comments from the committee?
Committee.
Similarly, I'd like to thank you for stepping up, and I have all confidence that you will do an excellent job. Thank you.
Councilman.
Any comments from the council?
Yes. I had a comment too.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Donna, it really is a pleasure to vote for you in support of this appointment. I go back to my first year when I was campaigning for office. You were just incredibly helpful, as were your staff, for all of the issues that we needed, for getting us the documentation, for showing us the routines, et cetera, to dealing with issues from time to time that were occurring at the voting polls with a little disorganization, let's say. And once again, you were right there, you were always there. And I, for one, am very glad to see you back there working with your colleagues once again. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman.
Councilwoman Travis.
I'm also want to echo everything Councilman Lattisource said. I've been with Donna from the beginning. She's been fair for everybody. She's there. She's helpful. She understands inside, outside, backwards, anything you want to know about the Board of Canvassers. She's such an asset to the City of Warwick, and I welcome you back, and we missed you.
Thank you, Councilman.
Councilman.
Mr. President?
Yes. Donna, not everybody knows your experience. So, do you have any experience with the Board of Canvassers? Could you just tell us a little bit about it so everybody would know why we're choosing you?
I was in the office for 15 years. What? I was in the office for 15 years, the last 3 years director. So. Okay.
So, just so we understand, you were in the office of the Board of Canvassers.
Yes.
And for 15 years, the last three as the director of the Board of Canvassers. And now you're retired, but you're getting appointed to a position as one of the Board of Canvassers who select and run that office through their different appointments.
Correct.
Many of the council members have always said you were always very helpful and courteous to all of us, and I know other candidates as well. And we welcome a person on the board that was actually running that office to give input to others on the board that may not know as much. And I also thank you for volunteering.
Thank you.
Councilman Howell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to echo what everyone said. I've personally worked with Donna, sought your advice on many a times, and your integrity and the knowledge you bring to the city and the historical, what you can bring to the city from your experience is invaluable. So I want to thank you also. Join all my colleagues in thanking you for jumping back on and doing this. Thank you.
Any more comments from the council? Comments from the public? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Move for favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. It is now 6:36. The Committee on Appointments has now closed.
City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 6:45 p.m. First, we have the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on April 22nd. Do I have a motion?
Yes, I move that for acceptance.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. First and only item on the agenda, PCO 9-19, an ordinance amending the zoning of the City of Warwick, 623 Post Road, James Donnellan, petitioner. I would request a motion to refer to the council floor for public hearing first passage.
I would move that we move this to the floor before the council for a public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The time is 6:46. The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs hereby adjourns.